what you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Pepich. A University of Texas study found that North Carolina is one of the strictest states when it comes to nurses needing doctor supervision. We hit the streets to find out what you think about nurses' autonomy.
Kenesha, Chapel Hill.
I would think so. I don't see a reason why they shouldn't.
Heather Green, Chapel Hill. Actually, I think that's pretty good. You definitely want nurses to be able to give care, but at the same time, you don't want them doing things that they shouldn't be doing without a doctor's permission.
Stan Martinkowski. I live outside of Chapel Hill. I actually worked at the hospital for 25 years, and I wasn't aware of a big issue back then. I don't know what it is currently.
Peggy Sanchez, Durham. I think they should listen to the doctor because the doctor tells them what to do.
Do you think nurses and nurse practitioners should have more or less freedom to practice medicine?
David DeBerry, live in Durham.
Nurses probably should have a little more autonomy.
Eddie Price, Chapel Hill. Well, I say nurse practitioner particularly. I think should have more abilities to do things based upon the training that they've had. In terms of nurses, it would be dependent upon what the activity is that they're trying to do.
Eric Castro, from Durham. If it benefits them helping you, I don't see a problem with it.
Justin Williams, Chapel Hill. I'm surprised that Chapel Hill ranked towards the bottom. They had a good reputation for patient service and care. Yeah, I would absolutely agree that they should have more freedom.
I'm Amelia Fee. I live in Chapel Hill. I would say more freedom compared to what we have now. Right now, they're sort of limited in what they can do.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.